Saskatchewan is busy hauling grain this week, but he'll be back in the chair here tomorrow. Brent Lauk's happy to be filling in for a few days for Evan Bray. Over the past half hour, we've been speaking with Rob Freeburg. Robert is the, of course, Saskatchewan Firearms Commissioner, talking about the announcement coming out of Ottawa that the federal government going ahead with this pilot project buyback of firearms that's going to begin next month in Nova Scotia. Along that line, and Robert is staying with us here for this segment as well, but we've got Saskatchewan Minister Tim McLeod joining us, the Minister of Justice, Attorney General, Minister of Corrections, Policing, and Public Safety. And originally, we'd lined up the minister to talk about the expansion and renovation that was just completed out at the Saskatoon Correctional Center. I think we'll maybe still get to that this half hour, but we welcome Minister McLeod to the Evan Bray Show right now. Good morning, Minister McLeod.
Good morning, Brent. How are you this morning?
Doing well. So we've got Robert Freeburg in here, our firearms commissioner, talking about this decision by the federal government to move ahead with this pilot project that'll start next month in Cape Breton. From your point of view, here in Saskatchewan, what have you got to say to our listeners about how this program is rolling out?
Well, I think it's important that the listeners know that the government of Saskatchewan fully supports any initiative that's aimed at actually reducing the criminal use of illegal firearms. We're focused on preventing gang violence, stopping smuggling and sale of illegal weapons. However, we're of the view that this federal plan does very little to achieve any of those purposes. To the contrary, it targets law-abiding gun owners and hunters, farmers, sport shooters, and the like. And that's simply not achieving the purpose that we're focused on here in Saskatchewan.
But is there anything the province can do about this?
Well, I think you're seeing all kinds of investments. I know Bob would have told you all about the new ballistics lab that we've got in Saskatoon. That's a game changer on the investigation front for stopping illegal firearms and firearms offenses. We've got investments, as you pointed out in your opening, on the correction side, opened a brand new expansion to the Saskatoon Correctional Facility last week, adding 312 beds to alleviate some capacity pressure. But also, importantly, you're looking at opportunities within that facility to add programming to reduce recidivism so that offenders who are being released never return to custody. That's, of course, the goal of the correctional system, is to make sure that we've rehabilitated offenders and given them a path forward. On the front end, making sure that we're investing in the underlying causes of crime. We've got 500 more addiction treatment spaces coming to the province of Saskatchewan, addressing what is often an underlying cause of criminal behavior. The complex needs facilities that we've opened in Saskatoon and Regina, and we're expanding across the province, all of which are meaningfully addressing community safety and reducing crime. A federal program that's just misguided and targeting the wrong audience is not something that we're supportive of.
Alberta, the provincial government there, my understanding, basically says they're not going to participate in the government's gun buyback program. Is that a stance that Saskatchewan might try to take?
Well, I think Saskatchewan, again, is going to focus on things that are working, and we're going to continue to take measures and make investments that we know will have a meaningful impact to reduce violent crime, to reduce gun crime, to reduce gang activity. Investments with partnerships like the Saskatoon Tribal Council, Straight Up, organizations that are doing great work to help individuals who want to get out of a life of crime and into a healthier environment. Those are the types of things that you'll see Saskatchewan continue to focus our attention and our investments on.
If indeed this program ends up rolling out right across the country, with our police services in Saskatchewan, RCMP, Municipal Police, and the Saskatchewan Marshal Service, is that going to be enough to provide the manpower they're going to need to recover all of these firearms that people would turn in?
Well, certainly, I know you've got Bob Freeburg there with you. He can talk about the role of the Firearms Commissioner and the Saskatchewan Firearms Office. We have stood up the Saskatchewan Firearms Act to make sure that our property owners here in Saskatchewan, the law-abiding gun owners, are well protected. And I think Bob can talk to you about the procedures that would be followed in the event that somebody does want to turn over a firearm. But I think, as he indicated earlier on your show, we have doubts that program is going to make its way west from Cape Breton.
Interesting. We'll see how that does play out in the coming weeks or months ahead here. Minister Tim McLeod, Minister of Justice, Attorney General, Minister of Corrections, Policing, Public Safety, and Minister responsible for the Firearms Secretariat here. Just referencing back then to the expansion of the Correctional Center, if we could, I was shocked to see some of the numbers, though, that the number of people in custody here increases by roughly up to 3%, or pardon me, from 3% up to 10% a year. I guess it's great that we've got this modern new facility for them to be incarcerated. But what about rehabilitation? You know, when you look at the hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of people that go through the system, do you feel that we're having a good enough success rate in rehabilitating these people so that after they serve their time, they're not ending up back there again?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think Saskatchewan is seeing similar trends as what's being seen right across Canada. We're not unique in that case, but a lot of the work that's being done is on prevention in the first place. Again, addressing those underlying causes of criminal behavior before they result in criminal behavior. We're trying to add more police officers and give those police officers more tools to enforce the laws and make sure that they're being enforced. But to your point, we do have you can't ignore the fact that drugs and addiction are a big driving factor to criminal behavior, and that's where we've invested tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions even, to really expand the addiction treatment opportunities, to make it easier for people to access those opportunities. And we've transitioned our entire approach to a recovery-oriented system of care, which wraps supports around individuals who are battling addiction to make sure that we're giving them the unique supports that they need so that they can get on a healthier path and a life to, in recovery. Those are all investments that we're making to ensure that individuals never fall into the correctional system and aren't filling our custodial facilities in the first place. But if they do find themselves there, again, expanding the capacity, making sure that the programming opportunities to help them rehabilitate within the facility are there. We've got addictions treatment programming built right into our custodial facility. So while an offender is serving their prison sentence, they can receive the treatment and the supports and the programming that they need so that when they are released, they're set on a better path.
Okay. Minister Tim McLeod joining us, talking a pretty broad range of items here related to what he takes care of in his portfolio. A lot of texts coming in on our text line at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. And I think, again, you know, we've seen this over the course of these years with the gun registry and this idea of a buyback program. There's a lot of apprehension. There's a lot of confusion. What would you say to firearm owners in Saskatchewan who may soon, if this indeed this program does roll out across the country, may soon be asked to turn in their firearms? What is the minister, would you advise these people?
Well, I would say that, you know, we continue to have conversations with the federal government, with the federal minister, with the prime minister about this, working to correct their misguided statements and make sure that they understand that this program is not going to achieve its intended purpose. They're at the pilot phase, and I hope they recognize the flaws with their concept here. Again, we're not opposed to things that will actually reduce violent crime and gun-related crimes, but we do strongly believe that Minister Anandasangri is rolling out a plan here that is not going to achieve its intended purpose. It's targeting the wrong audience, and we'll continue to take every effort to convince him of that.
Is it at all possible firearms could come under the purview of the province and not be a federal control?
Well, it's unfortunately, the firearms themselves and the criminal code are squarely in the federal jurisdiction constitutionally, so that's not something that will change, and certainly the federal government can make rules around firearms. However, the provinces are responsible for jurisdiction relating to property and personal property, and we are going to make sure that firearms as an item of property are properly valued and that their property rights are being respected as provincial citizens.
Minister Tim McLeod, thanks so much for your time today, and I guess we could simply tell our listeners, stay tuned. More to come on this topic, I'm sure.
we will certainly continue to advocate on their behalf, making sure that Saskatchewan property owners and law-abiding gun owners' rights are fully protected.
Excellent. Thanks so much for your time. Brent Lauks filling in on the Evan Bray Show. I've still got Bob Freeburg here, the Saskatchewan Firearms Commissioner. The minister, I don't think, really gave us a whole lot of new information in his comments there. Are you of the mind this will eventually roll out across the country, or do you think there's going to be something happen that it won't?
Well, I think there's many things, Brent, that are going to happen that I don't see how they're going to roll it out. I mean, you've got major police agencies like OPP and others that don't want to participate in the program, and police unions speaking against it. So, I mean, I don't know who they're going to utilize to actually do this. Shipping stuff through the mail, I don't think is a logical suggestion. As we know in Saskatchewan, you know, you've got a small town post office. If we had a bunch of guns coming in there that were being seized, there's probably a likelihood that the criminals would break in and steal them, which is even a worse outcome than them sitting in a law-abiding gun owner safe. So this province has got legislation in place to protect against that and provide for licensing of seizure agents. And so far, the federal government hasn't even reached out to us to discuss the opportunity of doing that. So, again, I don't know how that's going to happen. I do want to let listeners know that if not on a daily or at least weekly basis, I'm in contact with Dr. Bryant, who's the CFO, my counterpart in Alberta. We work closely together. We've collaborated together